This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. President Donald Trump muscled past his rivals to capture the first 2024 Republican presidential contest in the state of Iowa on Monday, according to Edison Research projections, once more asserting his dominance over the party as he seeks a third consecutive nomination. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley were in battle for second place, Edison projected. A dire warning from the United Nations about catastrophe in Gaza, AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
It's being called an unprecedented humanitarian crisis. The UN says Israel's war against Hamas has displaced most of the millions who live in Gaza and pushed more than a quarter of them into starvation. Authorities there say more than 24,000 people have died. The White House says it's time for Israel to scale back its military offensive. But Israel blames Hamas for the high death toll, saying its fighters use civilian buildings and launch attacks from highly populated urban areas. Israel began its offensive when Hamas attacked it on October 7th, killing 1,200 people and taking hundreds of hostages. I'm Rita Foley.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The Yemeni Houthi movement targeted a U.S. ship in the Gulf of Aden with missiles on Monday, a spokesperson from the Iran-allied group said. Earlier in the day, the U.S. military said an anti-ship ballistic missile fired by Houthi militants struck a Marshall Islands-flagged U.S.-owned and operated container ship. No injuries or damage were reported. Attacks on ships since October have alarmed major powers in a regional escalation.